I've had an idea regarding OpenStreetMap for a project of the week. This week's project, or is it project for the week? This week's project is term restrictions. And so one person said, I've just read his post, his comment on something, I can't remember his name, and I'm recording now, so I don't want to switch applications. But yes. And he said, when I'm driving, it's difficult to. Well, obviously, you can't take down notes when you're driving, and that's when he notices term restrictions more than when he's on foot. And when he's on foot, it's difficult to make notes about term restrictions. I'll draw a little drawing, which is how I do term restrictions, and assign it as the picture for this boo. So if you want to head over to Audioboo to have a look at the picture. But anywho. That's if you're looking at the picture now, that's how I do term restrictions. But no, I had a project of the week in mind, and it's regarding a very similar drawing to the one that I will put up, and I will kind of mix two drawings together, and it's crossroads. Let's just imagine most cities have quite a lot of crossroads. Well, as many crossroads as other types of junctions in the city. However, crossroads are very, very useful for starting out. Mapping not only of the ways and the roads, cycleways, footways. And by the way, I'm not suggesting for any moment in time, and I know there are some people on OpenStreetMap who think, hey, I know, we've done all the roads, let's map all the pavements. Yeah, that's a bit over the top. I mean, it can be detailed OpenStreetMap, but pavements is getting a bit silly, because that means every time there's a dropped curb, you have to create a way across the road. For no, let's just not do pavements. No, let's just no. No. But no, crossroads. How about you go to a crossroad, project of the week, you go to a crossroad in your city or your town or your village or whatever, and you map what's in between the ways at the corners of a, let's just imagine, a square around a crossroad. Just map what's in the corner. It might be a house, in which case just add a node and add the house name, the number or whatever, and the address. It may be a shop, there may be a shop on the corner, it may be a corner shop. Maybe a corner shop with, one of those weird ass rounded doors that's kind of like, does that close properly? But yes, add that. It may be a post box or a phone box that might be on the corner. And then if you've got time and there are two crossroads, close to each other, let's say they're less than 50 meters apart. Why don't you go down one side of the road, map all the houses, come back the other side of the road, map all the houses, and then do the same with the. There might be some businesses. There might be a converted house that's now a business, but it's not a shop. It's like one of those clinics. I think there's one in Cambridge on the Long Road, Hills Road, Queen of the Swede Junction. It's a clinic for something. I can't remember, but still, I'm going to eat this tomato and draw that drawing.